In today's episode, we discuss what we'd room raid from Zac Efron, we drag the Ten Commandments, we plan our undercover internships for Taylor Swift, and we reveal what Connor Franta deems a naughty idea. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now before we get into today's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Psychobabble merch. You can get some Psychobabble merch at districtlines.com/Tyler Oakley. We've got t-shirts, iPhone cases, and mugs. If you get any, be sure to send us a picture and we'll give you some love. Again, that's districtlines.com/Tyler Oakley for all your Psychobabble merch.
Tyler.
Good morning.
No, good mornings.
Good evening, my little sister. Welcome to the Gay Witch Diaries.
The Gay Witch Bachelor.
What was it called?
The Gay Witch Bachelor.
Come in my cauldron,
I think is what it was called.
That's the name of the series.
How is she?
Come in my cauldron.
Girl,
How is it spelled? How big is your cauldron?
Oh, it's a sizable...
cauldron.
How would you measure a cauldron? Liters?
Liters, usually. How many gallons does it hold?
A typical cauldron, I would say, probably... 200 gallons.
That cauldron they had for your
That's got to be 200 gallons. Is your guess? How many marbles?
That would have been like 500 gallons.
Wow. Okay. So I wasn't that far off.
That's a lot of gallons.
Are you good at those like spatial games of like guess the marbles in the jar?
I can't speak to that.
You've never played? That's a save it.
No, I was going to say, so there's this thing that I don't know when this episode's going up. So there's this thing I participated in over the summer, and it was like games, and one of the games was guess how many things are in a jar, and I've always thought I was awful at those.
I like those challenges on reality shows.
I thought I was awful at it, and I dominated.
Is it like they say, this is 10 of these. Mm-hmm. Now guess how many are in this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like those. I would like to try that someday.
I literally, when I saw the challenge, I was like, well, I'm effed because I suck at these sort of things.
She doesn't have a spatial.
And then suddenly she boom, bam, got it like that.
Bamboozled.
Yeah, nailed it.
Well, come in my cauldron.
Well...
So, Corey, you were telling me before we started this episode that there are new rules.
Yeah, the rules are no leaning back away from the microphone.
What do you mean? What?
Yeah, like when you
what
do that.
Mean?
No slapping the table.
I do have a problem.
No
that.
Leaning
it's
on the table so it makes it like split in the middle.
I know, there's a crease in the middle of this table, and when I lean too hard...
You would think 100 episodes in, you would learn.
You would think.
Mother
You'd
would
think
know.
A lot of
you
things.
Think mother would know.
Mother... Grandmother Willow?
Mother doesn't know.
Do you think this is made out of wood or is this plastic?
This is a table?
Yeah.
This is formica.
I don't know what that means. IKEA? Mica?
You don't know what formica is?
What does that mean? Is that a fake wood?
Yes. No, I don't know what it is, but I know it's like a laminate or something.
This is
Wow, this is a sturdy oak.
Sturdy oak. Did you really look up the brand of this table? How'd
no,
you find it?
No. That's not a brand. It's a thing.
Oh.
I've just really been thinking a lot of gobbledygook because that's what we just heard on the radio before.
What is gobbledygook?
I don't know. It sounds like something I would find in your porn history series.
Hey now. This is what dreams are made of.
This is gobbledygook.
I gobbledygooped all over my cum in my cauldron. No, I think that's a villain in a sonnet, isn't it?
A gobbledygook? A villain in a sonnet?
Yes, my friend.
When has there ever been a sonnet with a villain?
Did you not take AP English?
There was you know my school didn't offer that.
There was a villain, the Doobly Duke or something.
Mm-hmm.
AP English teacher, Mrs. Hayner, who hated me, is going to be listening to this and she's going to say, I have failed her.
You think she listens?
Well, what else is she up to? It was like in the Iliad or something. Did you even know?
That's not a sonnet.
It was in one of those
That's
poems.
Like an epic poem or something. Isn't that what they're called? Wow. I guess for episode 101, we're teaching you
things. Oh my God, you guys, welcome.
Welcome to education.
If you taught a class,
specialty,
real class, what would you have taught?
How to get that gobbledygook.
Okay, a real class.
How to clear your browser history.
Honestly, I could have used that. My brother once
taught you. I think it was in the book, right?
It might have been in my book. He pulled me aside and he's like, so this is how you delete your internet history, as if like the whole family had been discussing it behind my back.
And they just let you have like a healthy sexual appetite?
Yeah, they found my gobbledygook. Oh. Ew.
I was like, is that why they took the keyboard?
What's that one it? Melissa Etheridge song?
Come to my gobbledygook window.
Come in my cauldron.
No, come
sing
to
it.
My window.
Sing it.
I'll be home soon.
Sing it. Come in my
come
cauldron.
Come to my window. Cauldron. I'll be home soon.
I think we just harmonized.
I'm coming home.
Jesus.
She's coming home.
Did you see Normani from Fifth Harmony has left Twitter or something?
No,
maybe
she
I didn't
quit
pay
it?
Attention at all.
No. Breaking news, you've really lessened them with 101.
She was getting harassed.
People were harassing her on Twitter.
Yeah.
I saw, did you see that people were talking about, like, Instagram went through and deleted all the, like, hate on Taylor Swift comments?
I did hear about that.
But then they were like, how come they don't stand up for people like...
that Ghostbuster woman.
Yeah, or Normani.
Yeah. Well, I think the evidence is clear.
That... Taylor paid to have it removed?
Actually, probably.
I mean, how do they know it was removed? Like, can't you just go in and delete your own comments? How do they
yeah,
know?
Yeah, but do you think
how do you know Instagram?
Well, I mean, Taylor could have a team that's just deleting
you don't
mean
think she's
comments.
Got interns or something?
A Taylor Swift intern? Let's become Taylor Swift interns.
Oh,
undercover
my God.
Sisters. Like white chicks. Both of us.
Why? Do you think she only hires women?
No. I'm just saying undercover.
So
but now that you've implied it, now that you've said it.
You think maybe she does only hire
I don't
women.
Know. I can't assert that. And in fact, I don't want to get sued.
Or you don't want to like jinx your chance of being her newest
Well, we
intern.
Can't dress up as Jinx.
What if...
In purple face.
What if there was like an Interns 2, you know that movie, The Interns or whatever?
Honestly,
they
no.
worked at Google, some stupid Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah.
What if like we...
Don't you hate Will Ferrell?
I do.
You hate
I
Elf.
Hate him. I hate all of it.
Yeah.
Anything he's in. Ricky Bobby,
well,
bunk
he's
beds.
Like, there's this, I think there's a thing.
It's not just him.
Where a certain sense of humor expires after like 7 years. Like Adam
after
Sandler
After you're
movies.
7 years old, you mean?
No.
Or like
yeah.
after they've been doing it for 7 years.
I'm saying
years.
Like Adam Sandler movies were really great.
They were not.
In the context of the comedy that was big then.
Yeah.
And then in hindsight. And the same
See,
thing with Will Ferrell.
You know
I
hate
think.
Like male comedians.
Well,
and
chauvinistic.
Yeah, it is. And when I saw Bad Moms, I tweeted like, "Yay, female comedians that are funny! Yay for a funny movie without like a poop joke." Someone trying to come for me in my replies.
There was a
that I'm too good for poop jokes. I wanted to reply. I am too good
Corey
for poop
is.
Jokes.
He hates poop jokes.
I only like gobbledygook jokes.
There was a fart joke in Ghostbusters. And Corey, I could tell I was.
I started to cringe. Yeah.
Corey was like immediately over it.
No,
and
then they
saved
it.
Saved it.
By turning the fart joke into a queef joke.
Yeah, which is how you save any fart joke.
The only way to save a fart joke in my book.
Speaking of queefs.
Have you ever saved a fart?
Yeah, sister. Oh my God. Oh my, I can't even get into that. I think I told you. Never mind. I can't get into it.
Would you like me to tell the people?
No.
No. Did she get that gobbledygook?
Girl. Yeah. So speaking of queefs,
okay.
Taylor Swift.
Oh my God! What I didn't think you could say queef and Taylor Swift in the same sentence. That's in her writer.
She did a duet at Karlie Kloss's birthday party with guess who? A duet with an iconic rapper from the past.
Busta Rhymes.
You are. I feel like that's very
Fat Joe.
You're in the realm, I believe.
Nelly.
Wow! In three guesses. Did you already know this news?
No, I've never even. Nelly's playing at the Jackson County Fair.
We all know.
With Vanilla Ice.
I think you only, anytime we bring up an obscure
well,
celebrity,
it's
you
summer.
Just say they're performing at the Jackson County Fair
well,
this year.
Well, it's fair time. In fact, this could be out when the fair's in prime.
My Fair Nelly? That's a good headline for the Jackson Citizen Patriot.
My Fair Nelly.
Like My Fair Lady?
That's like My Fair Brady.
What was that?
With that Brady and that top model.
That's
Adrian
ringing,
Curry.
That's ringing a ringing about.
It was a VH1 celeb reality.
What's your favorite kind of curry? Yellow?
I do like a yellow.
When when I was in Thailand with that ex,
okay,
we took a Thai cooking class.
And
we had to go to like the market and like pick out all these like.
That's like an amazing race.
It was
like,
so fun
challenge.
Without the like challenge.
Yeah. They're like, go get three coconuts.
It was like that, and we were in this bustling market, and they were chopping heads off fishes and things.
Okay.
You know.
Did you throw one of the fish? You know, when you go to like a fish market, and you can throw it.
No.
Like you throw it to the big fisherman and then he catches it.
Is this why you're not welcome back?
Well, it was
the fish market.
It was on the like Real World Seattle, the intro.
Didn't catch that.
Oh, you missed it. It was a good season.
Don't you love
that? Was the slap heard round the world. Yeah, the challenge
the
I do.
The slap heard round the world.
Google it.
Will that come up?
The yeah, it should be Real World Seattle.
Round the world. First result. Oh no. Is a video entitled Hood Rat Hit with a Slap Heard Around the World. 3 minutes long. No.
That's the slap no. Can't even last that long. I don't want to listen to it. Why are you playing it?
But the first auto filled
was
thing
slap
was Real
Heard.
World.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Well, who was it between?
Irene and Steven, I believe his name was.
Who slapped who?
She was quitting the show because she had
drama.
I was going to say leprosy, but that's not what she had. She was sick. And she was leaving.
She was sick, like in the rad
she
sense.
Was sick and she was leaving and they were mad she that she was leaving. And the one guy was like telling her she was like faking it or something. And then she was walking outside and they had a confrontation on the pier.
Yeah.
And she was like, said something and she was like, well, you know, Steven, you're a homosexual.
And he goes, slapped her?
And he goes, I'm a homosexual. And he slapped her.
Ah!
Then he took her stuffed animal dog that he had hidden from her because he knew she was leaving. And it was like her prized possession. And he was being a dick to her. And he ran in the house after slapping her to get the dog stuffed animal that he hid from her. And then walked out on the end of the pier and threw it in the water while she stood there watching her.
Incredible.
And she just was laughing.
Producers loved it. Oh, did you love it?
Yes.
How old were you at this time?
God, when year did it come out? I can tell you. I don't know, like 10?
We're overdue for like a Real World renaissance.
Well, they,
like it's really lost attention.
They're
whoa,
what? Shit.
What? Did you just search Nelly?
No, I was 98, so I was 13. Yeah, I mean, it was drama. And then he came out later. He wasn't gay on the show.
Oh, my
but
God.
He
so
since
he wasn't,
came
he really
out.
Was.
He really was. Well, yeah. She was. It was. You have to watch this. I can't believe you haven't seen
it. Around the world. I'll watch it.
MTV's like turning into like an MTV classic or something, and they're going to rerun like original Real Worlds and stuff.
I would be into that.
I'm going to set the DVR.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Will you have room between Judge Judy and that?
Oh,
I would
say coming for her.
On paper, you definitely have bad taste.
What do you mean?
Like, if I were to look at your DVR. If I were on Room Raiders and I used a black light and also
oh
looked at your DVR and like trying to figure out who you were, I would say next.
Well, I forgot about Room Raiders.
Room Raiders was terrifying to me.
I
was terrified.
You thought you were going to get room raided?
Yes.
Didn't they like plant stuff in there? Like you could like plant something to make it look bad?
No, I don't think so. But I did not like the concept
of them.
Why don't
we just like revamp all of
them? Them having the glove and them like checking for dust on the mantle and then being like, dust on a mantle. This boy does not know how to clean up. Next. That's what the episodes were. Or them pulling out the
black light. I don't
think
they were allowed to say next because that's very like conflicting with the next buzz.
I feel like they did a celebrity.
A celebrity Room Raiders?
Celebrity Room Raiders.
I'm telling you, Room Raiders, Boiling Points, the original Real World. These were all excellent television.
Oh my God. Yeah, they did a Maroon 5 and Zac Efron one.
What?
Yeah, allegedly.
With Adam Levine or like a dumb person?
I don't know. Maybe. Oh my. Yeah, Zac Efron was.
I feel like I saw the Zac Efron Room Raiders.
Zac Efron Room Raiders. Wow. Oh my God. He looks like a baby in it. Oh, he's going through somebody's room.
Oh,
he's got
he
three
was
girls.
Like dating. Oh, yeah. They didn't get to go through his room.
Wow, he looks like the twinkest of all twinks.
If you got to room raid Zac Efron, would you like steal a pair of underwear?
Sister,
what would
I
you
would
steal? You can have one thing. Would you?
Underwear? No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't take like some underwear?
I would take his laptop. I want to see everything he's been up to.
You don't need to take that. You can just like screenshot and send some emails to yourself.
I would maybe take his sheets. Just natural.
Before or after you use the black lights. I feel like you would get home and then like turn the sheets into like an outfit. Like
oh my God.
Like those, like when you have matching pants and a matching shirt. Like
pantalones?
Yeah. Hmm. Would you do it?
Like scrubs? I can make scrubs out of them.
Well, how do you feel? Yeah, it'd kind of be like scrubs.
My brother used to wear scrubs.
Depending on the thread
school.
Count of Zac Efron's that? Pima cotton sheets.
Oh, what? My brother, Travis, mm-hmm. used to wear scrubs to high school.
Sometimes, what, for like pajama day?
Nope.
Like a just scrub top or scrub bottom?
Both.
I remember in sixth grade.
Travis was particular.
I was very into wearing black sweatpants to school in sixth grade. Comfort. And then at my school, when I was like in high school, they had to ban because that was when all the like Victoria's Secret pink came out and it had like shit written on asses. And like sixth graders weren't allowed to wear it because that's what they were wearing.
Because like the butt would say like slut or something.
I don't think Victoria ever
what
went
say
there.
In Mean Girls?
It would it'd be like said, baby like, or like.
Whore.
Meow.
Meow.
Or like, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
They weren't allowed to wear it. Fashion in school.
I would wear a lot of pajama pants from Old Navy. Like the printed.
Wow.
Like, especially in October, I would have the Halloween pajama pants, like with ghosts and mm-hmm. things. I was very into that, now that I recall. And they went right with my ruse. My very bright ruse with the zipper on them.
How wide was the leg?
The leg, it was a boot cut.
Did you ever the leg was
so a size medium.
The leg was so wide you like tripped on the leg of it?
I would tuck them into my socks though when it was winter because of the snow. She's a fashion queen.
Like, apparently.
Yeah.
High fashion queen.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't high, but I was high fashion.
But did she have that gobbledygook?
I supplied the gobbledygook.
Do you think, I mean, these podcast episodes could really be turned into some sort of like drinking game for adults only.
Sure. At any time.
Anytime
Corey says gobbledygook.
Right. It's like you go back and like.
Anytime Corey promotes his Instagram. Eat a carrot. Yeah. Okay.
No. That's like adult fun.
Oh my God. Hey, there was a moment where I was like, oh fuck. You can turn orange if you eat a lot of carrots. So in high school, I was
trying to get that orange skin.
I was trying to try it out.
Did you go orange face?
No. Are you dragging a certain mutant?
No. No, I meant like that. Like,
are you trying to bring up what you said you didn't want to talk about?
Are you talking about that talking orange? What was that?
Oh, annoying orange?
Yeah, you went orange face.
No, no. Are we going to talk about what you're trying to not talk
about? I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, doesn't she?
That thou shalt not be named.
Hey, what's your favorite commandment?
Probably the commandment?
Yeah, there's 10, bitch. There's like, don't fuck
probably
your
like, thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's goods.
What does he got? Like a Corvette?
A Corvette.
Oh. What? Don't covet your neighbor's pajama pants from Old Navy. Do not room raid.
God, 10 commandments is the first thing that comes up when you Google 10.
Well, I would hope so. And in Jesus' name I pray.
I'm just got to read them. I got to refresh.
Let me see how many I can guess.
Wait, let me get there.
Are we playing a game out of this?
Yeah, it's called.
Okay.
Wait, where the fuck are they?
Sister, they're on a tablet.
I just cussed.
Two tablets.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Moses,
oh my God.
That motherfucker came down from a mountain with rocks written that had commandments etched into them.
And he went chisel, chisel?
Chisel, chisel, my sister.
You're really going to hate me. I actually hit Command Q.
What? Oh, my God. The worst. Hey, I was just thinking about this yesterday. Do you think there's all the kids now, they don't even know what Control Alt Delete even means. They know Command Q.
God, so lucky.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, here you go. Name those 10 commandments. Okay. Everyone you get wrong, you have to gobble the goop.
Gobble the goop. Yep. Okay. So, do not covet your neighbor's goods.
Well, I gave you that one. Well, actually, they changed it. Oh,
do not fuck your neighbor.
So thou shalt not covet. And then you said thou shalt not.
There's two different ones, I think. Your neighbor's wife and your neighbor's goods.
Yeah, they must have changed these.
I think there's no updated version.
Oh, there is adultery. I found it.
There you go. Okay, so that's two of them,
yep.
Right? No other gods.
Yep.
Church on Sunday.
Yes, remember the Sabbath.
Yeah. Fuck me. Perhaps.
You're like missing the first two I always name.
What? Thou shalt not lie, maybe? Or maybe not. What was God really not into?
Murder.
Murder. Oh, do not murder. No murder.
Yeah. And stealing.
Oh, I think I said that.
No.
Don't steal. Don't murder.
You forgot your face. I feel like this is the one you're probably most angry. You pick the biggest problem with this one.
Do not eat that much. Is that one of them?
I literally thought you were going to say, do not eat the ass.
Do not eat that ass.
Honor your father and mother. Oh, I feel like you're the type to clap your hands.
You know what, God?
Say,
you can eat ass.
Do honor my father and my mother.
Don't tell me how to honor. Don't tell me who to honor.
You'll bring honor
Queen
to
Jackie's,
us all.
Queen Jackie's got to earn the honor. And yeah. What?
Well, so, you forgot. Thou shalt not make idols.
I said that. No other gods.
You shall not. No, there's thou shalt not make idols, and there's also you shall have no other gods before me.
That's literally the same rule. Like, that's him trying to hit
bring
a word
it up
count.
With Moses. I didn't do that.
Hey, Moses, girl, it's Jesus. Well, I guess God. Well, fuck them both. Anyway, what's the next one?
You shall not use the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. Listen, G-O-D, my B. Any others?
Bear false witness against your neighbor.
What does that mean? Lie?
I guess.
Honestly, this dude.
Like, what are the parameters for neighbor?
Neighbor. Like.
Like my next door neighbor or like
no,
someone
no, no.
who
it's
lives
literally
in
everybody.
Russia?
It's everybody.
Oh, everyone's my neighbor.
Will you be mine?
I'm just going to start.
I'm worth millions. You are not. Please don't you
I'm
be
gonna start
my neighbor.
Referring to everyone as my neighbor. Literally.
Hey, neighbor.
When I introduce people at the bar, I'm going to be like, this is my neighbor, Tyler.
No.
This is my neighbor.
That's weird.
This is my neighbor, Mom.
Why do you think God was so pushy with his rules?
Well, he's white and he's a man.
Wow.
Well, in the traditional sense, you know.
Right. Okay.
According to most people who live in this country. Why do you think?
Now I'm just thinking about had he used Etch-a-Sketches instead of those tablets. Or if he used tablets instead of the tablets. Anyway. I hate it.
What's your favorite tablet?
Oh, an Android tablet.
Great.
Hey, did you see Suicide Squad?
No.
Are you gonna?
Well, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
Let me see what it's rated.
Everyone's saying 27% or something.
Well,
everyone
listen,
says it sucks.
Listen. I heard fans were like petitioning to like get Rotten Tomatoes taken down.
That's because... just like that one petition for Ariana Grande's Metacritic score. Somebody gave her a really bad review and it brought down her her score for one of her albums.
Well,
and her fans were starting a twittition, if you will.
Are you going to see it?
Mm-mm.
Well, let me bring up my movies to see doc and let you know what
you
I've
You literally
missed.
Have a doc?
Yes. Oh. That's why I'm so interesting.
Thou shall not doc.
Well, I never saw.
When was the last time you docked?
Never. I've never docked.
Yeah, neither have I.
I didn't see.
There's any boys out there that.
I didn't. Oh, wait. Sausage Party comes out this weekend.
I would see
well,
that.
Well, not the weekend you're listening to this podcast. No, of course I have a movies doc. You know I love a good cinema feature.
Oh my God. When we saw
Are you going to see Suicide Squad?
No, bitch.
I was going to text you last night and
I
ask you if you wanted to go
people.
See it. And then I saw you were seeing another movie without.
I did feel really weird not telling you I was
And you snuck it. Salad into a movie.
Oh my God, you guys. Can I tell you a story?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to listen to it. They can click skip if they want.
There we were. We took Flywheel.
Tweet at me if you skipped this.
Oh my God.
Story.
We went to Flywheel.
It's probably going to be about 3 minutes.
Connor and I were leaving and he goes, you want to do something crazy tonight? And I said, this is already going to be an annoying story.
My thought process was, what is something Connor would do?
That's what I said. And he turned down my music.
Wow.
And in my head, I'm thinking, literally, there's nothing Connor could say that's worth turning down my music. And then he said these words where I immediately took it all back. And I was like, wow, Connor
He's
really
crazy.
Had a crazy idea. He said, you want to get salads and sneak them into a movie?
That's so boring to me.
That honestly.
Who would ever want a salad at a movie?
I like death dropped. I was driving at the moment.
Where did you get the salads from?
And I Mendocino Farms. And I pulled my seat, and I death dropped back.
Were you driving?
Yes, I was driving. He made me drive, which was stupid.
You death dropped in your car.
I death dropped.
See, I would go to if you're going to the Grove.
We stopped at Mendo's.
If you're going to the Grove, I was going to say swing through Air One and get the salad bar.
No, they do not have a good salad bar. I'm sorry.
They have a great one. The only thing they're missing is shredded cheese.
Well,
and you know
B-Y-L-S-C.
Oh, girl, I usually do. I just take it home and sprinkle that cheese on it.
Well, we brought our salads into the movie.
How? What did you carry it in?
Well, I had a genius idea. If they were going to stop us.
I thought you were going to say, I had a jean backpack.
What? I had a denim backpack.
Because he's a jean.
No,
yes.
I realized that, you know how there's a Cheesecake Factory at the mall, at the Grove. Mm-hmm. If they were going to stop me, I'm going to be like, this is a mall and I dined here. Am I not allowed to have my leftovers?
Wow.
I was ready for them to call it up.
Oh,
they did not.
So you like pre, like we thought about
we scripted
it.
Everything.
What did you put it in?
Well, we carried in a paper bag.
With the Mendos.
As if it was like a Nike's bag or like a Topshop bag.
So they went to work.
And Brett made fun of me, because Brett came too. And at the, when the movie was starting, he said loudly, does it smell like a salad in here? I was appalled. I was
how
like,
many people were there?
We had a group of five.
No, how many in the theater?
In the theater? It was pretty packed.
Really?
Yeah.
Lights Out still doing that well.
Lights Out was good, y'all. Though I did not like the ending. I thought it was a problematic ending.
Wow. And you wouldn't sleep with the boyfriend character.
No.
Didn't he have long, luxurious hair?
I do not, like, I did not, there were certain things about him I was not.
What did you think of the, like, scary shadow person?
I liked the, I did not push down the table.
You broke the table.
I did not like that. I did like that they never showed what that actually looked like, because I thought that was going to get corny as hell. You know what I mean?
I mean, it had like a figure, didn't it?
I did not like its Grinch fingers.
No.
There's one thing I definitely
like. Like when it went outside and threw the boyfriend before he like got in the car.
Oh my God. And then when he clicked the car, I clapped.
You thought, genius move.
I really did. I really thought it was
crazy. I was like, I didn't want him to die.
There were multiple times I screamed
like,
during the movie.
This brother that the sister's going to have to adopt needs to have a man in his life.
Does.
That
wow.
Looks, that looks
wow.
That attractive. Girl, I'm saying that looks that attractive.
There were a few lines that were bad. Remember that shark movie we saw?
Yes.
And she was like, what did she say that was
she
ridiculous?
She was like, bye, shark face.
It's time to die, shark bitch, or something. there was a line in Lights Out where it was like, the bitch is real, about it Diana.
It was like, get it, ghost girl.
Was it just me, or was that ghosted lesbian? For real, real, real.
You think?
100%.
No, they just were friends.
It was a possessive lesbian lover.
You've never
Wait
had...
for the prequel. Wait for the prequel.
You've never had...
A possessive lesbian lover? Hannah Peters. Hi, what's up?
You just
she doesn't listen to the
her
podcast.
First and last name.
It's all a pseudonym.
Yeah, that's exactly why I didn't know who you were talking about. Can't believe you nicknamed Hannah Hartz Hannah Peters.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah Hartz.
Hannah Hartz.
I said Hartz.
What were you going to say? You've never had a lesbian lover?
I was trying to argue, like, you've never had a clingy friend, because I have.
Wink, don't look wink. At me like that. Yeah, and he's always saying, let's bring a salad to a movie.
Oh, my God. I can't believe when you die, your ghost is going to, like, walk around nearby me and be, like, whispering and, like,
and yelling at your new friends. Get out of my friends' life!
Braiding my hair with your Grinch fingers.
Oh, my God. I didn't like, hey, did that woman look like that one woman? The main character definitely looked like...
The daughter or the mother?
The daughter
or the
looked
ghost.
Like Kristen Stewart. Tell me she didn't.
The daughter, the mother, or the ghost?
The daughter.
Looked like her. She was blonde, wasn't she?
Anywho's all. Nobody's going to care about this.
Lights Out.
No, nobody cares.
Sorry if we spoiled that movie for you.
I got a bone to pick with the movie Place at the Grove.
Okay.
So.
That's my favorite one.
So.
That's where I saw Matt Bomer. And I saw Bob Harper there.
I got really awkward once, and I offered to babysit for Matt Bomer.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Was it on Father's Day?
No, he replied to me when I tweeted to him, and then I was like, how do I reply to him back? And so I was like, if you ever need a babysitter, man. Anyway,
Did
the Grove
you want Daddy
Movie
to
Theater.
Spank you?
Yeah, I could wear a diaper for Daddy. At the movie theater, they have one soda station that's always flat. No, always. I've, and it's always.
Well, it could be. I never get soda from there.
Well, you know,
or
I do.
Pop.
And then the next one, the Coke Zero, I can taste cherry. And this has been multiple times. And Brett said the same thing last night. He goes,
you
is there cherry in this Coke
crazy
Zero?
Crazy as I am.
He goes, is there cherry
you, like,
in this Coke
like
Zero?
You act like I'm out of this world crazy with certain things. And you're like, I know there's a hint of cherry.
Well, I said, if there's cherry,
you know
they
the
didn't
time,
list it. And so
you know,
no
I literally picture you going to the manager at the Grove and like throwing the pop just
at
like
them.
You slammed your hands on the table about the beet burger at Cheesecake Factory.
No, I have a cool demeanor.
It's very much like that vine of that little kid who's like,
no, you're thinking the vine of, I was told by Apple Care that if I came into the store.
That's
did you.
You
see the new version?
There's
of that?
A hint of cherry in my Coke Zero.
Did you see the new video that's just like that? It's a woman at a Barnes & Noble, and she's like, you don't have blah, blah, blah.
Binge by Tyler Oakley.
Literally me going to Barnes & Noble.
You should tell
to
the kids that they should go into Barnes & Nobles and make a vine like that.
It's just Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Nobles.
I hate when my mom says Myers instead of Meyer. I'm always like, it's just Meyer.
Barnes & Nobles.
Well, I think we've hit our time capacity. I hope you guys have a good life. And if you want to see Suicide Squad, don't. If you want to see Lights Out,
do.
Do.
And if you want to gobble the goop, live your dream.
Live that life, sister friend.
Be sure to subscribe and follow me on Twitter.
Can you believe 101 episodes? Hey, I saw a Dalmatian yesterday.
Wow.
When was the last time you saw a Dalmatian?
I can't believe we just messed that up. This should have been the 101 Dalmatians Queens episode.
Fuck me.
God, scrap it.
Scrap it.
Delete this.
Oh, a dog named Scrappy.
If you're listening to this, we're going to like Men in Black you so that you forget it. And then you're suddenly going to be like, wow.
Hey,
can't wait for episode 101.
Remember when Gaga had a cameo in Men in Black? And they said that she was not a lesbian.
Alien.
An alien. What's the difference, truly? Am I right, sisters? My lesbian sisters? Everyone tweet Hannah Hart and say, hey, Galien.
I like that.
Okay, bye.
Bye.